This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yes, indeed, the vaccine is rolling. In fact, earlier on Sunday, it became official off of the Pfizer front in Michigan and out the door. So those vaccines are headed to all the states, and then the states will ultimately decide who gets them when. We do know that pretty much it's the so-called frontline people, because that can vary. It could be those that are working with the elderly in elder care, and it could be those that are in hospital settings. It depends on the definition of frontline, how many go there, how many go to the prisons, etc. And every state really and jurisdictions get to make those decisions, but they'll get the vaccine. So how about some applause and welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. I hear no applause. What happened to the applause? Did we fire the applause guy? All right, so I'm going to applaud. As long as there's one applause coming from somewhere. There it is. I love it. Thank you. Oh, what have the 10 months been like for you? And we're not out of this yet. Oh, no, we are not out of it. But I'm sorry. It just felt good to see those vaccines roll. It did. So the CDC approves the Pfizer vac. And that's it, by the way. The president and the VP can get early shots because they would be on the list, of course. And I'm sure those coming in the door as well. But COVID has hit some families pretty damn hard. And if you think that we're close to that 300K with deaths, I mean, you look at this and you look how it's playing out. It just depends on whatever nook, cranny, or canyon, as I'm fond of saying, that you hail from. And, you know, I know there are families that are split apart still with the great mass debate of 2020. I mean, give me a break with the mass debate. I have to tell you my story, though. So today, because, you know, I wear the mask because I'm not going to be responsible for spreading something to someone else and vice versa. So I'm being responsible. I think that's responsible. Look, the president even said that. Mitch McConnell came out and said that 7 or 8 months ago. So bottom line is, and like everyone else, sometimes I scurry towards something and I forget. I forget the mask, so I run back to the car, even though I have a bazillion of them, it seems. It's like I'm growing masks everywhere. So I go to a Target today. And I'm in the Target, walking around, grabbing up some stuff. Somebody gave me a gift certificate, grabbing up some stuff I needed, you know, some cards. Just trying. I'm a search and destroy, you know, like a guy. I like shop like a guy. I'm just search and destroy. Boom. Hey, where's this aisle? Where's that aisle? And Targets are big, so I'm, boom, following the arrows, running around. Where's the, oh, there's no toilet paper. There's five left. There's, you know, the couple of other things I need. Grab it, snatch it up, and then all of a sudden I hear this pitching. And I look around like, what is that noise? Bitching. And half of my mask broke. Seriously. And it was this Evolve mask that I had that I like. And it could have been, I don't know, that I just pulled it too hard when I put it on. I'm not sure. But I never had that happen before. So now I'm like the half masker. I'm walking around holding one side of my face. People are probably thinking, what is wrong with her? I'm like holding one side of my face, pushing a cart where I can barely see, right? You're pushing the cart, getting up there, and just thinking, just check out, just get out as fast as I can. And I mean, I covered my face, but I had to hold it up on the one side. So listen, I get the whole inconvenience in many ways of the mask. I one size fits all does not work. It seems like mine are always so big that they just, I get swallowed up in the mask, sort of. But we want to get to the other side. I want to be out of this. I want to hug people again. I want to hug people. Seriously. I'm giving you all a virtual hug. Do I have your permission? I'm giving you all a virtual hug right now. It is so weird and awkward and everything else when you see people that you've known for a long time, mentors, aunts, like you're social distancing because no one's getting anyone sick and the very few people you have around you in the backyard. But, oh, it's so strange. You just so want to do that. Like, yeah, it's been 10 months. The isolation is just a killer. I don't know about you, but it's a killer for me. And it's hitting people really super, super hard. It makes sense. So, all right, so the vaccine's out, and now it depends on, you know, everybody listening to me in different places. You're listening to me in Portland. It's different than if you're listening in the great city of New Orleans. If you're listening in West Virginia, I have family in West Virginia. You're listening in West Virginia, you're listening in Florida, all over the state of Florida. You're listening in California, several places in California. It's different in every community how it's going to be rolled out. Even though the basics may be the same, it's still not exactly, because like, what is the essential worker? Describe the essential worker. That the definition of the essential worker to me is kind of elusive. There's some things that would be obvious, but there are people that are deemed essential workers who aren't what you would think an essential worker is necessarily. So 3 million doses, that's the key, shipped out. The first coronavirus shipments are out. They're going to the States. They're going to be there on Monday. And the first 5 vaccinations are set for Monday at a D.C. hospital. Now, you knew that was going to happen, right? Because there would have to be something that would be set up for that. So Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is going to be there. It's going to happen around 2:30 at George Washington University. 5 of the hospital's healthcare workers, they're essential, would get doses of this newly approved immunization. And then White House staff members are among those who are going to be offered early doses of the vaccine. And, of course, like I said, obviously, the leader of the free world, the president, he would be on that list. He's on that list, as is Mike Pence. But how it goes out, again, from place to place, it just depends, right? And there's a tracking system to track the vaccine doses by state. There's the second shot that will have to be taken in every state, by the way. There's different various doses that are going to be available in the states, the particular states, too. So we're still hurtling. We still have a long way to go, but it feels so good to be just a little bit closer, doesn't it? Oh, it does. When I saw the workers applauding, I was like, yes, of course. I mean, that release, there has to be some release. So, you know, there you go. All right, coming up this hour, you got all kinds of things planned, including a conversation with one of my favorites, Carl Berryman. Wait to hear what he's talking about. And the mailbag, too. Stay with us.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yes, we have a lot of mail. We got this one from... probably don't remember, but I was talking about places for you to go when you came to Portland, because we got some great wineries, and I've heard you talk about wine in the past. But I have to say that this whole thing with the mask, I know you did the unofficial poll way in the beginning when this happened, and I was like you. I didn't want to wear the mask either, and I know in the beginning you... members that had asthma and other problems, and so you could see how, what if people didn't do that in their area. So I was skeptical. I was like, screw it. I want my freedoms. And I got to add my best friend's mother, who was fit, barely 60, died of COVID-19, and that swung my attitude right around. So I decided I was going to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And I think the deal is, as you know, when you're young and invincible, or you feel like you're invincible, you just are not thinking that way. It's not that you're trying to kill someone. It's not that you want to be really the problem. But you hear constantly about the mask, and you feel like, well, you know, I'm just around my posse, and we're all 20-something, and we're okay. And then you see the reality of what can happen is so damn depressing. But now that we've got the solution, I hope more people will roll up their sleeve. I maybe wouldn't have done that before, but I certainly will this time around. Just wanted you to know that. All right, thanks for that. Yeah. So, Sal, I'm assuming that you're in your 20s based on the way you said that. And I get it. I feel you. I mean, you heard my story. Snap goes the mask, and et cetera. But yeah, I mean, the more people around you when you're out there that are doing that, the less chances of you developing it, because you just don't know who's asymptomatic or whatnot. And we know, I mean, you can look at what doctors are saying, and doctors we've had on this show, by the way, who say, really, it's when you have these gatherings and you have all these people inside, or you're in restaurants and it's a ton of people inside and people aren't wearing masks, and, you know, that's where the super spreader events. So that's what you want to avoid. I mean, certainly, of everything. All right, this one is from Frank, who says, Kate, you know, I've been mapping out this stuff with COVID, and I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at COVID symptoms, and I swear they're so similar, some of them, to what the flu would be like. It's kind of scary trying to figure out, I bet, for most people, whether they actually have it or not. I mean, I'm sure you're on the air. Have you ever had dry cough? Have you ever felt like you had kind of the chills or were exhausted? I mean, I know I've had some of those symptoms, and then it kind of makes you start to flip out and think, do I have it, or am I just reading about it? Is it just a weird coincidence? But I guess if you really feel like you have it, better to be safe than sorry. Yeah, you know, the problem is it's a virus, right? So it's either, it can be mild or severe. So you can get a fever. You definitely, people talk about the dry cough. We've had people on that had COVID, and they've talked about that dry cough and what that's like, and then the shortness of breath. But there could be other things that could appear that could say, oh, yeah, maybe you need to get the test. But the most common are the fever, the cough, and the shortness of breath. In fact, I was looking at something in the Washington Post this morning, and they did a study of symptoms in about 11,000 adult COVID-19 patients, and at least one of the symptoms came up in like 93% of the cases. So fever, cough, shortness of breath came up. So you know that somewhere in there, that's part of it. The whole chills thing, the fatigue, the muscle aches, that can be confusing, I think, for some people that, you know, don't know. Loss of sense, yeah, the foggy brain is one thing, but loss of the sense of smell or taste. A lot of people are talking about that's off. Headaches, but I think, you know, I can get headaches at the drop of the hat, and then they go away, and then they don't come back. And the other thing, stomach issues. I haven't heard that very much, but loss of appetite, nauseous, abdominal pain, feeling uncomfortable, like that's the difference. Yeah, it's, you know, if you had a whole bunch of those, especially, you would know. So with the flu, you know, I don't think you get the loss of taste and smell. I've had the flu. I can't remember ever having that. I guess that would be something that would be, if you've got that, then you'd have to feel like, okay, I've got some version of this anyway. All right, then this one comes to us from Mac, who listens to us in the great state of Texas. Kate Charlie Pride, oh, what an icon he was, or supposedly a really good guy. I met him once, just briefly, but he died of complications of COVID-19. I'm sure you know more about that story. You know, Charlie Pride, I met him so many times. When I was doing a show in Dallas, and it was a sports show at the time, and I was at this big station, KRLD, and I was I did a regular talk show, and I did the Texas Rangers, and he would be there and appear there for different things, and I interviewed him a handful of times. Super, super nice guy. You know, and I didn't realize this. I knew he sold a bunch of records. I knew he was popular in his day especially, but he sold 25 million records. Yeah. So how about that? So sad to hear that story. And the people in Texas really loved Charlie Pride, and he really loved them back, because he was that guy that stayed forever and ever, talked to the very last person who had whatever story they had about him, and he listened. I mean, I never saw him, even if people were trying to get him to move on, because if he would be out in a big space, especially like the ballpark, he would insist on just listening, you know. And this, and he was a, you know, he was a professional baseball player, so it makes sense. He was a singer, he was a guitarist, and really in the mid-70s, he was a best-selling performer for what was then the big record company, RCA Records. I can remember having a quick conversation with him. We talked a lot about baseball. I can remember having that conversation with him, and he had a big song, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, and that one was like a country song that sort of flipped over to pop too, and that was big. And of course, he broke the color line, they say, as a African American artist in country music. So he died at the age of 86 on Saturday. Again, complications of COVID-19, and for a while he was one of the biggest stars in country music, like I just described. So, awful. Sad to hear that. But a tip of the cap to the great Charlie Pride. So let's move on to more. Let's see how many more I can get in here. Let's see, at least maybe two. This one is from a lot of new people, too. This one is from Michael, who says, Katie Kate, somebody started that. what is your favorite piece of tech? Is it an iPad? Is it a laptop? Is it an iPhone? Is it something else? Oh, hands down, don't even have to think about iPhone. Because to me, the iPhone's not really like a phone. Like when somebody calls me, I'm like, what? Why would you call me? Because it's the whole texting and send a picture or do work. You know, work comes up on that. So the iPhone has been tremendous for me for everything but using it as a phone. Yes, I've used it as a phone. Yes, I use it as a phone. But it's all the other things that really are the biggest use for me. So it has to be the iPhone, no matter other things I have, other devices. It's absolutely that. All right, here's another one. This one is from Linda. And Linda says, Kate, I heard you do the mic drop where you talked about Disney Plus, and I think you watch The Mandalorian, and I am a big fan of The Mandalorian too. And I guess they're going to have all kinds of new things on Disney Plus. So, you know, the Star Wars, the Clone Wars, they've got that. Of course, Hamilton was big for them, and I think that they realized that their subscription base is what's going to really feed the engine, as you would say, for them. It seems pretty obvious that's where their focus is, and especially with the whole streaming thing. Oh, absolutely, touche. The Clone Wars, the Hamilton debut, you said it, Mulan. There's other things that are coming up on Disney Plus that will pull adults in and pull kids in. And when they've got so many, like all their properties, all the whole streaming stuff for them, they've got 137 million collective subscribers with the Disney bundle and everything else. Yeah, this is where they're going to focus their resources, no question. Hey, you can always send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Meet you on the flip side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control has given the go-ahead to begin vaccinations against coronavirus. Robert Redfield signed off on the recommendations from the CDC's advisory committee Sunday, meaning shots could be administered as early as Monday. The FDA commissioner says he hopes vaccine deliveries will be on time to hit that mark. Dr. Stephen Hahn tells CNN that hospitals are ready to vaccinate their workers.
Well, my hope, again, is that this happens very expeditiously, hopefully tomorrow. We've seen the vaccines go out. We've seen the press reports of hospitals waiting to vaccinate healthcare workers and those most vulnerable, according to the recommendations of the ACIP and the CDC. So it would be my greatest hope and desire that that occur tomorrow.
Vaccines began to leave the Pfizer facility in Michigan on Sunday morning, bound for hundreds of vaccination sites across the country. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice has been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out, but Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kate Delaney, it is Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah if you're in the middle of that. It goes all the way through Friday. But churches and synagogues are trying to reimagine holiday services. And how do you get that message of faith across when you don't want to gather together because of COVID-19 and the limitations? Now, you certainly could do that, but then it becomes a super spreading event, and the rest is history. There have been some events, unfortunately, that have led to terrible things for people. So with the surge that is going on at this point, even though there's still some offering in-person services, instead of hundreds of people gathering together, especially for Christmas, especially for Hanukkah, that kind of stuff, and you know, if you have only a few people and it's social distancing, that's one thing, but and they wear masks and all that other stuff, you still can't get the kind of people that you would get in there. So they're trying to come up with other ways to do the mask, and of course you have cameras, that's the obvious thing, and they do that. But what's been really cool, and 60 Minutes did a great story on this, like, you have this choir and they're kids, and how do you get this choir assembled that you normally have But you can't have them unmasked and standing right next to each other and doing the beautiful songs that they do. And so what they did was they took you take a green screen. It's just like I have a green screen, right? It could be a piece of cloth. It could be whatever. It's a green screen, just like when you see your weather guy and he's pointing out these maps or weather woman and what temperature it is and this city has this and that kind of stuff. Well, that's just a blank green screen. And then what's coming up is that they can see on the monitor rather, they can see where they're pointing. So just putting the gospel together, you know, putting the gospel singers or the choirs together and having them do their part and then put all the harmonies together, I think that is so cool to be able to do that. What a smart way to do it. See, people can find ways when they open their mind to come around an obstacle or a dilemma if you just think in a broader way. So to me, the choir directors that are doing that, the pastors, the rabbis, all those people, you know, bravo. You are the mic drop moment for me. This is the mic drop moment. Yeah. So put up a green screen. Just shoot everybody individually and put that choir together. Yes, it takes a while. But putting it together and being able to have that choir and have them harmonize the way they do, it's like a gift to not just that congregation, it's like a gift to the world to be able to do that. So they, you know, choirs can't sing together over video chat or that kind of stuff, so they figured out a different way to do it. Yeah, virtual choir. How wild is that? And CBS did a thing on a virtual choir, the largest ever assembled, and it was with 17,572 singers. So what happened there is people sat alone in their rooms, followed the conductor's track, sang along to it, and then they upload the videos and they start them at the same time, then the choir emerges as a virtual choir, right? So the very first one that they did this way was 185 singers in the first virtual choir. Then the video went viral. So Eric Whitaker, I mean, he's the guy that came up with this whole virtual choir thing, and they've created a bunch of them now. 2,000 singers in sleep and 8,000 singers for Deep Field in 2018 and all that stuff. And now you've got the 17,572 singers from 129 countries, biggest ever, ever assembled. And then when the COVID crisis hit, that's what they said. What if we could actually do it? What if this is the time for this virtual choir? If there's ever a time, this is the time to do it, is now. So that's how they put it together. They figured if, you know, as long as you can do it, upload it to them, and then they would pull it all together, and so voila. Can you imagine putting all those tracks together and figuring that out? So brilliant. I mean, seriously, that is the ultimate mic drop moment, to have this Eric Whitaker. Bravo, and bravo for CBS Morning News did a story on it. That was great. And then you had something with a different choir that was on 60 Minutes. So, I mean, it is that time of year. Let's get some uplifting things. Let's use virtual for something else other than, you know, bombing people during Zooms or droning on and on at meetings. Cool. All right, this could have been the mic drop moment for me too. You know, memorabilia, it is in the eyes of the beholder, but I was looking at a story about and sports memorabilia, and I know the sports memorabilia field pretty well. The memorabilia in sports sometimes goes for crazy amounts of money. Johnny Bench has memorabilia auctioned for $1 million. His rings and awards before returning some of the items, they went for $1 million before they were returned to him. So his friend got his rings and his awards and boom. I mean, he had a bunch of them. So it cost $1 million. Did it? That's a great friend, right? Hey, remember that World Series ring that you sold? I got it back for you. I got it back for you. It only cost me $1 million to get all this loot. That's a great gift. That's not a little stocking stuffer. That's much bigger than that. I was thinking, what do you get for your friends that could even come close? You're not going to top that. That comes anywhere near. Wow, that's pretty amazing that you did that for me. That's pretty good. Yeah. We've been talking about, and now we go from all this uplifting stuff in odds and ends to some of the scams that are out there. And some of the scams that have been happening with COVID, you know, you think, okay, when COVID goes away, there's always something, right? So whatever somebody who wants to do something evil with something horrible happening, however they can manipulate it, they'll figure out a way to, you know, manipulate it. But I think the thing with these scams is that when they're already planning for what happens when COVID goes away. So, when there's the vaccine rollout too, will there be a flurry of robocalls from someone pretending to be from, I don't know, an energy company or somewhere else? You know, we're already having problems with that, right? So with the COVID vaccines and a limited supply before Christmas, there could be some easy ways that criminal networks could roll out counterfeit versions of approved vaccines, right? Think of fakes. You know, you go to New York, and it used to be you walk down the street, there's fake Rolexes, fake bags, fake Nike sneakers, you know, whatever. So will there be fake vaccines, and who would get hoodwinked into that? Hopefully, there's going to be enough public service announcements out there that people are going to realize what's real and what's not real. And you never, and we've had people on talking about this, but you never, ever, ever want to give any information out, like Medicare numbers or names or addresses or bank account information. I mean, the Social Security Administration is not going to sign you up to get a vaccine and ask for sensitive information by phone or email or text. They're not gonna do that, right? I think what the scammers would do is they would pitch other treatments and things and then talk about the vaccine. Not we have the coronavirus vaccine and, you know, tell us your bank account number. If someone tells you they can get you on a waiting list to get a vaccine, forget about that. If they tell you you need to buy gift cards or hand over cash to get on the list, definitely hang up. That's a scam. Anything with gift cards. Well, you do the gift cards and then we give it to you. Yeah, there will absolutely be test kits, and I'm sure that will be designed, and somebody's already thinking of something that maybe we're not even thinking of to exploit the pandemic, because it's already happening, of whatever it might be. I mean, already ICE is saying that since the end of November, they've seized about $26 million in illicit proceeds from COVID-19-related fraud and criminal activity, 170 arrests, 148 search warrants, reviewed about 69,000 COVID-19 domain names, mislabeled, fraudulent, unauthorized COVID-19 test kits, that kind of stuff, and phony testing is absolutely going to be something to watch out for, right? I guess there was one study that was promising up to $1,200 in compensation and that you could qualify for the study. And wow, sad. You know what they say about karma. Oof. All right, Carl Berryman, we're talking to him next. Stay with us.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Pleasure to have Carl Berryman on the show with us and his fabulous wife Barb, who this couple to me is, they're such an interesting couple, honestly. I mean, I wish I could bring you all with me to their basement and we could do this together like a live giant show. But he's got another book out called Divided We Fall, and last time we kind of hinted about it, and it is, I'll tell you what, it is such a pointed book as to where we are right now in our history and the political instability, the corruption, all that sort of stuff. So, Carl, thanks so much once again for popping on.
You're welcome.
I like that. Trusty Barb in the background. I love it. So let's talk about Divided We Fall. Tell us what, you know, and I kind of painted a broad picture, but what is Divided We Fall about?
Well, actually, Kate, I wrote it over 10 years ago. As I have previously said, I like to look down the road and see what the potentials are. And I saw political correctness becoming a major factor in our political realm. And so that's what inspired me to write the book.
And then, like you said, you wrote it a decade ago, but it so holds up, and it's like, it was almost like you looked in a crystal ball because of what you were, I think because of what you were seeing, and then how you could wrap that, you know, weave that into the story. So was it,
to see it now, you know, really a lot of people talking about it, what does that mean to you?
Well, that's a good question. I'm afraid that current trends continue. It may well become fast. Yes, Barb, go ahead.
Yeah, Barb, throw in your two cents. So, you know, you were there by his side. Are you concerned about that, too?
Yes, I am, very much so. And I think he puts it in a context that would be inviting and interesting for people to read. It's not you this and you that. It puts it in a fictional setting that is believable and hopefully doesn't come to pass.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously that was on purpose to do that, and good for you, Carl, for writing it that way, because I think Barb is on to something, because right now people are so defensive, so to have a conversation and to look at, you know, a piece of fiction, then you see it and how relatable it is, I think that kind of drives the discussion, and that's what I think is so exciting about it. So I'm not surprised that, you know, that this has been turned into a screenplay. Am I right?
Yes. Actually, I don't know how many people have read the book, but the Marine Corps officer, who is the primary character, refuses to be politically correct, which leads to the termination of his Marine Corps career. When he migrates to Wyoming, again, the novel is set here in Wyoming, he becomes a major officer and player in the Wyoming National Guard. So I'm telling you something. I don't know if you've read it yet or not, but you're shaking your head yes, so I presume you have. It's a believable book, Barb.
Yeah, it is believable, very much so. It puts it in a context, as you said, in political discussion. There's no give and take. That's part of what we were founded on, is the ability to give and take rationally, not with demonstrations, firebombings, other things that we've seen come about, which are frightening.
Yeah, boy, I certainly agree with that. And, you know, you talk about the main character and the background, the Marine, exactly. And was it, in that, and take us back to that. How did you design the character? How did you come up with that, Carl?
Well, it's actually kind of a composite. We have two sons who are retired military, and the character is drawn a good deal on our older son, who is an airborne air assault ranger qualified colonel with 28 years of service, and the things he has seen and done. Yes, dear. Okay, so it's based partly on that and partly on my view of the future.
And so for your sons, I mean, but for them to, when they read Divided We Fall, what did they say?
I don't know if they've read it.
Well, you need to wrap it up. That needs to be a present for them.
Guess what they're getting.
I love it. And thank both of them for their service, of course. And that's great that you made it, you know, you used, and of course you did, as we've talked about before with you, you use what you see around you and base that on real people and real situations. Was it gratifying for you to see now kind of where this is going, Divided We Fall?
Yes, I did find it somewhat gratifying. How else can I put it here?
Well, you know, the character father, for example, we never encouraged the boys to join the service. They knew what service was about. They lived the life. And it was interesting, by serendipity, they both wound up in the service and completed their tours and enjoyed it. And it was a consequence of morality, morals that they were taught, what's right, what's wrong, what's to be able to converse with people and to be proud of your country.
Yeah.
Fly. So when the Marine Corps in college said, boy, we promise you an airplane if you complete our program. And he graduated with a bachelor's in aerospace engineering, and they awarded him a Harrier.
Wow. That had to be an exciting moment as parents for you to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the book is brilliant, and I know that we've talked about that, but the main takeaway, honestly, where this goes, what happens with it, the screenplay, what it could ultimately become. Right now, you can get the book, Divided We Fall, of course, on Amazon. What do you ultimately hope, especially with the time that we're in now, that people take away, Carl, from reading your book?
I hope they wake up. I hope they realize the path that we're going and that the public better stand up to the far left or we're going to be in political trouble. And probably that would lead to severe military problems as well. If we don't remain strong, we're going to get crunched.
And there you go. I mean, that says it all. Absolutely. Grab the book, Divided We Fall. It's a perfect read, especially if you have some time off. But even if you don't, grab it on the weekends whenever you can. And honestly, the book will pull you in. The story is so well written. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so interesting that can be turned into a movie. I'm excited for them. I hope that it gets picked up. And they sent me the movie Treatment. And you got to think about this. 6 years after the 2020 pandemic, they're talking about chaos rocking the entire world as another virus begins to spread. Oh, boy. To spread amidst economic meltdown. So imagine war between nations and states, separation in the United States of America. So divided we fall. That completely makes sense, like he was talking about. And you think of the main characters, and Ethan Bradley is a colonel, a brigadier general, and a major protagonist. He's a retired Marine. He takes on the fight of returning the United States to its original days of respecting the Bill of Rights. He sees it is impossible. He's among those who champion a separate nation from the states. Ooh, he is stubborn and patient and determined. That's some of the characteristics that they put into his character. And he loves his family, but he's willing to sacrifice much for the greater good. And then there's Alan Robert, who is called Bob Allen. He's a computer communications expert, comes on at the last minute to tip the balance of the scales in the favor of the National Guard with experience working in communication devices and satellites. That's not too far from what we could see happen. And I could see this being made into a movie or perhaps something for Netflix or one of the other streaming services. I think it'd be good. I think it would really, really fly. I like the way he writes. So thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.